Hi, I'm Denine Zimmerman. Currently, I'm the Director of Elementary Education for the Kent County School System in Kentucky. The Progress Pad is a room that we've set aside to display our data for our students, and the focus of the data is around reading. Our Progress Pad has charts for every classroom, and they're pocket charts, and they're color-coded, starting with green at the top, then yellow, and then red. We put the student's scores in the pockets. So if a student scores in a STAY 9 1, 2, or 3, their name card is red and it gets put in the red section of the pocket chart. STAY 9s 4, 5, and 6 are on yellow cards and in the yellow section of the pocket chart. And then STAY 9s 7, 8, and 9 are on green cards and they go in the green pocket chart. In the Progress Pad, our goal is to get everyone to the green, which would be in the average or above average range. The students in the yellow zone, STAY 9s 4, 5, and 6, we also monitor closely to make sure that they do not fall down in the red. And the red would be our at-risk students in reading, and that's STAY 9s 1, 2, and 3. So we give the students a test 2 to 3 times a year to gather this data on the STAY 9s and to look at their growth and move them out of the color of pocket chart until hopefully everyone's in the green. It's a great visual when we go into the Progress Pad to have meetings. We're able to look at a class as a whole to see which students we're concerned about, which students we need to make sure that we're challenging. The Progress Pad is used in many different ways. As administrators, we would gather the data for the teachers, and the teachers would then put the data on their students' cards. Then we have a visual of the makeup of each classroom. As we have team meetings in there, we can see areas of concern for each classroom. Also, our speech-language pathologists would also meet in there to see how their students were doing in reading so that they could see the connection between the language-delayed students and their reading scores. The teachers are involved in the process by putting the data on the card, as well as when the student takes the test again, they are there to move the student to a different color, and hopefully it will be moving up the chart until eventually getting to the green. On the back of the cards, the teacher will write what she's using with that student in the area of interventions. Small groups with research-based strategies, small groups with research-based programs, and also progress monitoring information.